we talk ourselves into a lot. I'm tired. I'm so tired. I'm so tired. You keep saying that, you're going to live a tired life. You don't want to be married to that person. You don't want to be friends with that person. You don't want to be led by that person who's constantly tired. So actually the people we really admire are not tired people. They're actually energized people who love and have energy to give and value to give. If you're not living it, don't shout it from the rooftop. Everyone does not have to believe what I believe, but I want everyone to feel like they matter, they have purpose, they have someone who loves them, will listen to them, care for them. Before you know it, we could have a lot less lonely people in the world, and that would be pretty awesome. Share with people what's really changed your life and what you're really living out, and your words will have a lot more power. I actually think we're suffering from a lack of love on a grand scale, on an epic scale. It might be the greatest epidemic in the world. Maybe it always has been. I think things, horrific things like racism, are symptomatic of the fact. We don't feel loved. We don't feel like we matter. We don't feel like we're valued. And so we devalue each other, and we fight, and we war. Most people don't say what they want in life, where they want to go, who they want to be. They take it as it comes, which is really disturbing and sad, but it's true. For instance, we take friendships as they come. We just like, well, I guess we kind of met, and you like juice boxes and I like juice boxes, so let's just hang out and talk about Capri Sun or whatever. And I think we ought to be more intentional and be honest. What do I want? What kind of friends do I want? What kind of life do I want? And then I think speak that out, first of all. Like, declare that, be honest. Recently I did an exercise again back to our team. And they said, why do we exist? Judah, why do you exist? Why do we exist? Not the answer you think you're supposed to give, but the answer, like the truth of what you want and why you exist. And creating a safe space with the people that you intentionally have chosen in your life to go, all right, we're gonna get bare bones honest here. This is actually what I want in life. This is actually why I exist. And then we've got to hold each other accountable to that. Like, bro, you can't wake up at 11 p.m. every day if that's what you want. And I think that's why I'm a big proponent of community. I don't think people can be who they're supposed to be without community. And community doesn't have to be 10,000 people. It can be 5, it can be 3, it can be the right people, not just a bunch of people, but the right people. It's been said, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. Like, it's real. I can tell you where you're going right now by the people you're hanging out with on a consistent basis.
We are, so often our own worst enemies, right? We keep ourselves, off the stage, for fear of bad reviews, and don't even realize that, in the process we're, forgetting how to dance and losing the joint, right? And it's just such a shame. We're all masters of our own universes, right? Alone in our own worlds. And I certainly think everybody, should figure it out, right? You should figure it out for yourself, because time's going to go by either way. And, you can live a life of happenstance, of reaction, or you can take some time to figure out how you want to spend your time, who you want to be, who you want to be at work, who you want to be as a parent, who you want to be as a spouse, and on and on and on. And you can try to be that person. You can try to live that life. So that's what I have in mind when I say, you really... should define your success, your purpose, and labor towards it. Everything's a choice. Every moment of your life is a choice. How do you want to spend that moment? Who do you want to be? It is not the circumstances we confront that dictate the lives we experience. It just cannot be. There are counterexamples all over the place. Choose to be happy, literally, in every moment. And again, I'm not saying it's easy. Again, and I'm not saying it's always easy for me, but it's certainly a worthwhile endeavor. I mean, you spill on yourself, or you knock something over, or you're late for a meeting, or it can derail you. It can be something quote unquote awful. Meanwhile, most of the world is worried about healthcare and food and clothing. But or you can choose to laugh about it, and you can choose to have fun with it. You can choose to let it go. And every moment is an amalgam of precisely those choices. And I think it behooves us to spend some time thinking about our answers. You're the master of your reality. And once you buy that, once you're willing to take responsibility for the fact that you are literally creating the life you are experiencing, the reality, you know, your reality is your creation. And not enough time on this moment right now. What is my best next step? What can I do right now to make progress? And, you know, the truth of the matter is the world changes, you know, a million times a day. You're going to change a million times a day. Who knows what's going to happen on the journey from, you know, from A to Z. Just focus on getting from A to B and get that done. And we'll worry about C to Z later. Every single, you know, human being, every human faces their own discrete constellation of challenges, right? It's part of the human condition. There's nothing special or unique in facing these big challenges or obstacles, but how we handle them and how we choose to look at them, that makes all the difference in the world. Life is choice. And I said, if you tell yourself you're going to live this small and remarkable, pathetic life, and you're, you know, not going to love or respect yourself, and, you know, you're not going to find a mate, and all, you can make that happen for yourself, or you can choose to have a different life.
There's one way you should see life. Life is an opportunity. You have this opportunity for a reason. That reason is to succeed. Succeed far past fears, past doubts, past your insecurities, empowering yourself toward the finish line. Now is the time to make this opportunity. Your opportunity is more than this. It's your potential to succeed. Use your potential. Use it as your superpower, because that's what it is. Power. Power to succeed. To achieve. How badly do you want something? How much do you want it? There's only one way to get it. It's to work hard. Motivate your life toward a future where you can succeed, where you can achieve. How much do you appreciate this opportunity? How much do you want this? So respect the path you're on. Take the journey. Become the path. Make this define you. Your future relies on this. So be this opportunity. Take the risk and become the person you want to be. You're there. You're present, so act like it. Be prepared to struggle, but more importantly, be prepared to succeed. Today will not be the day you fail. Today is an opening, the opening to make it. Take the path. You're on the path. All you have to do is take a step. Close your eyes and imagine reality. Reality, but with everything you've ever wanted. Surrounded by everything you've ever wanted to achieve, believing that you have it, knowing that you have all this. This is how your mindset should always be, to know that you have this potential within you, that this picture isn't so far from reality, that this picture can be executed. Your potential is your power. And this power can strengthen your progress, the progress you need to achieve. You have this, so use this. Grasp this opportunity. Take this now to make it past your imagination and make this your reality. Work harder than you ever have. Nothing comes easy. So what are you going to do? How are you going to change? Your life can be so much more than what you think it is right now. Time is power. You have more, so much more than this. Use this. You have this. Grow and strengthen your potential. Strengthen your power. Think about your success like you have it. You will have it. Believe you have it. Then you'll have the chance. You will have the opportunity. What have you done today? What did you do yesterday? And what are you going to do tomorrow? Life is fueled by progress. Fuel your life to the next level. Think about your life. It's a place you live and will always live. So why now are you sabotaging your future? You need to make your life something. Something better than just somewhere you live. So what are you going to do? Today, you can make a change. Little switches, actions that can make you, define you. Wake up an hour earlier. Replace your sandwich with a salad. These changes will become habits. Habits that can transform your life forever. You will become a better person. You are the better person. All you have to do is stand up to that role. Stand up for yourself and start living your life for what it is, an opportunity. An opportunity to succeed, to be a leader, to have power and control over the decisions you make. You have the potential. All you have to do is use it. Spark your potential. Drive your motivation. Be creative and design a life where you see yourself succeeding. A life where you can respect and have the confidence in the choices that you make. So work hard. Be strong. Have courage. Start the journey and succeed.